This is NPR Illinois. Governor Bruce Rauner says it's shocking and unacceptable that the state is in its eighth month without a budget. On Wednesday, he laid out his vision for finally ending the political stalemate that's paralyzed state government. The Republicans' language was more conciliatory, but the ideas remain the same. Amanda Vinicky reports.
The big question going into the speech was, would the governor say anything to change the dynamic that's brought about this historic impasse? To that end, Rauner presented lawmakers with a stark choice. Option A.
We agree together on economic and governmental reforms to accompany a negotiated balance of spending reductions and revenue that ensures that Illinois can be both compassionate and competitive.
Translation, Rauner wants the Democratic-controlled legislature to adopt his pro-business, anti-union plan that calls for clamping down on collective bargaining, decreasing costs on companies when workers are injured, and term limits on legislators, the same so-called turnaround agenda he's been pushing since he came into office. If he gets his way, Rauner says he'll agree to tax hikes. But nowhere in his half-hour speech did he get specific on just what kind of tax hike.
I won't support new revenue unless we have major structural reforms to grow more jobs and get more value for taxpayers.
But if Democrats won't agree to those so-called structural reforms, as they've refused to do so far, then it's time for option B.
You give the executive branch the authority to cut spending to live within our revenues.
What Rauner's asking for is control, the authority to hack $3.5 billion in government programs carte blanche. Rauner tried to convey a sense of urgency.
You choose, but please choose now.
He included a sweetener. He says he's willing to leave part of his agenda on the table, though he didn't say which part. Democrats were quick to answer, none of the above. The problem with option A is that it's the same deal Rauner has been offering all along, Senate President John Cullerton.
To the extent that he had, 50 radical things and now he's down to 3 radical things, I guess that's supposed to make me try to meet him in the middle. I don't think that's fair. There still are things which are not practical and they're not going to pass and they're not even good ideas.
And here's House Speaker Michael Madigan's problem with option B.
What the governor's asking for is unilateral budget-making power.
Legislators have given that kind of power to past governors. A reporter asked Madigan, so what's the difference now?
The person occupying the governor's office.
That shows the depth of distrust among Illinois' leaders, something that was also evident in the response to Rauner's push to increase education funding. That's something that would normally be embraced by politicians from both parties. Instead, Rauner seems to have opened a new battlefront. Despite constantly complaining about Illinois' growing deficit, the governor proposes sending an extra $1.25 billion to schools without saying where the money would come from, and he wants it done regardless of what else happens in state government. The governor's speech comes exactly 1 week after President Barack Obama stood in the same room addressing the same group of lawmakers on the virtues of compromise in politics. Rauner used that word 5 times.
With my hand outstretched, with a genuine desire to compromise, with respect, I humbly ask you to join me in transforming our state for the better.
Yet Rauner glossed over some harsh political realities. He was delayed coming into the chamber by demonstrators lying down in his path. They were advocates protesting on behalf of low-income students whose grants have gone unfunded and homeless people who've been turned away from services. Their chants could be heard throughout the governor's speech. Rauner barely acknowledged their concerns, only saying that Illinois can't afford to be compassionate until legislators adopt his agenda. I'm Amanda Vinicky.